This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So according to LGBT etiquette, you're supposed to now ask people what their gender pronouns are when you first encounter them. So it's like, hey, hi, my name's Bob. What's your name and what are your gender pronouns? And of course, this question can be considered offensive to many people. Like, what do you mean? You can't tell I'm a woman or you can't tell I'm a man? What? You got to ask me my gender pronouns? What is a gender pronoun? This is the kind of thing that you get from these people. So you see, the victimhood narrative of the left is designed to create a situation where you are always at fault, no matter what. So if you don't ask them their gender pronouns, you say, oh, how are you today, sir? Or how are you today, ma'am? Then, oh, you're guilty. You're a racist. You're a sexist. You're a homophobe because you use ma'am or sir without asking for permission. You don't know if that woman is actually a woman or in transition to a man or used to be a man 5 minutes ago, but now is a woman or a gender queer or a double unicorn. I don't, what fairy, gender queer fairy? What, I don't, who knows? There's a list of like 60 of these things now. And they make no sense. But you're supposed to know. You're supposed to read people's minds now and know whether or not to ask for their gender pronouns. And you know, this is, it's, the insanity has reached such a new level that it's, you almost can't operate now in society in a normal way without being accused of being a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, Islamophobe, or whatever else. It's just totally insane. And this is the way the left wants it, because the left can't win any arguments or debates. Their ideas don't work for economics, for freedom and liberty. They don't have a system that works. They're not rooted in morality or ethics. All they have is victimhood. And so to maximize the victimhood, they have to create as many groups as possible that are victims, and then create as many opportunities for those groups to be offended as possible. And meanwhile, they're memory-holding all the genetic science that's been taught in the schools to try to make little children now believe that genetics isn't real, you're not born male or female, that it's a choice. It's a choice that your gender is, quote, assigned at birth by a doctor, but that assignment can be overridden, of course. Doesn't mean you're actually a boy or a girl. You can override it at any time just by declaring it so. It's just amazing. They're actually deleting the genetic education segments of documentaries and educational science shows, and no doubt school textbooks in places like California, where genetics will soon be thought of as a taboo subject. You can't teach genetics. You can't teach even evolution anymore, because the new science has just made society totally insane. The new science of the left, which isn't science at all. It's just bizarre delusion. You know, I pointed out before that, did you know when a girl, an infant, a female infant is born, did you know that she is born with all the eggs inside her body that she will ever have in her lifetime? Did you know that baby girls are born with eggs? Whereas, of course, men generate sperm. You know, they're not born with all the sperm. They generate it. And they don't generate it at such a young age, of course, not until they hit puberty. Then they generate sperm. But females are born with eggs. So it's pretty easy to tell if she's a female. You know, she's got ovaries. She has a uterus. She has eggs. She has female reproductive organs. This is not rocket science. Or you look at an infant born that's a male. Oh, look. You've got a penis there. You've got testes. You know, this is a male. This is not hard to figure out. And yet the left wants us to imagine that that's not there. And really, if you get down to the culture of the left, which is a lunatic cult type of culture, It's all about making you not believe your senses. You're not supposed to be able to trust logic or reason or even straight up observations. That if you see someone who looks like a woman, how dare you say ma'am? Because that person may not be a woman. You're supposed to ask, what are your gender pronouns first? And get their answer. And whatever their answer is, that's what you're supposed to use. And there's no limit on what that can be. So I can't wait. I can't wait for someone to ask me, what are your gender pronouns? Because I'm going to answer, Your Highness. That's my gender pronoun system, is Your Highness. So from now on, refer to me as Your Highness, because that's the pronoun. And, you know, it's a joke. It's a joke. I don't need to be called Your Highness. That's silly. But that's the point of this, is it is silly. It is insanely stupid to have to refer to people as some arbitrary thing that they come up with. What if they you ask them, what are your gender pronouns? And they say, queer fairy unicorn. Then does that mean you have to refer to them as a queer fairy unicorn? And there's like a male and female version of the queer fairy unicorn? How does that work? Is it like a Xi and a Zha and a Zhang and a Xi query fairy unicorn? They're butchering reality. They're butchering reason. They're butchering the English language, for God's sake. And what are they going to do now? Run through all of Spanish? You know, all the words in Espanol that are feminine or masculine? Like the word window is ventana. Are you going to say, you can't say that a window is feminine? You're going to have a gender-neutral window word, which is like, I don't know, ventano, zentana, bano, el baño ventano. I don't know. They're going to have to come up with some insane, you know, rework of Spanish now, because Spanish has gender in the words. La puerta. Oh, it's feminine. Well, that's racist or that's sexist. You can't have a feminine door. You're going to have to make up a new version, a new gender-neutral language version. So you see what they're doing is they're eliminating meaning. They're eliminating language. They are taking apart that which gives language actual semantic meaning. They want everybody to be so dumbed down that even the language you use is the language of gender uncertain language morons who you are just gobbledygook, spewing out of their mouths, total babble, where you have no idea what anybody is saying because all meaning will have been removed from language so that no one can be offended by any thought whatsoever. Burn the books. All the literature has to be wiped out from human civilization because there might be racism in Dr. Seuss. This is what it has come to. You go to the public library and the liberals have set it on fire because there might be offensive ideas in Mark Twain, you know, which, of course, there's like reflections of racism in the culture. Samuel Clemens books. That's called literature. It's reflecting the culture of the time. And yeah, they've said Dr. Seuss is racist because he had a little Chinaman running along, an illustration of a little Chinaman pulling a, what do you call those? The little hand-pulled carts with the wheels that people sit in. I don't even remember the name of them. But I guess that's offensive. So to be a liberal is to be offended by everything, including probably this podcast. And to be offended is to then have justification to censor and silence those who you proclaim have offended you. So anyone who has dared to do something that offended you must be silenced. So if the person asked you your gender pronoun when you didn't want them to, then you can be offended and demand they be silenced. If they didn't ask you your gender pronoun and you're a Zhejiang fairy double unicorn queer, then you can also be offended by that because they didn't ask you your gender pronoun. And that means they're homophobes. And they're sexist, and they're discriminatory against fairy corns, or whatever you think you are. So you see, there is no situation now in which society can engage in civil discourse without insane, delusional left-wing people being offended or claiming to be offended and then using that as an excuse to silence people with whom they disagree. The rules of discourse have been obliterated by the left, and that's the way they want it, because they are a lawless bunch of lunatics. They don't like law. They don't like rules. They don't like anything resembling reality, because they want to be able to twist it and contort it for their own nefarious means, depending on what they want to be true on any given day. That's what it has come to. It's insane. So follow more news on all this at gender.news. And I also have a website called intolerance.news, so you can check that out as well. I don't know where this is all headed, folks, but hey, I just want, give me rules that I can follow to be polite, and I'm happy to be polite to everybody, but you can't keep changing the damn rules every 5 seconds and creating little traps for people when they're trying to be polite. I open doors for people. I still, to this day, open doors for women, especially senior citizens. And because I want to be polite, I want to live in a civil society, but you got to have rules that make sense. And it just needs to be a universal common sense rule system that makes sense, such as sir and ma'am and he and her. It makes total sense. It's in full alignment with biology, science, and genetic reality. But the left just can't stand it. They want a reason to be a victim. So they keep coming up with new reasons. That's what we're looking at. Take care, everybody. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.